unpredictable times. You can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
It's Friday, June 21st, 2013. You're listening to the Bob Tuscan Show. Of course, I'm your humble host, Bob Tuscan. And boy, do we have quite the show prepared for you tonight. I have a story about guerrilla gardening that I want to get into. How guerrilla gardening can save America's food deserts. It's the story about Ron Finley, LA's Green Grounds entrepreneur. And guerrilla gardener, that's the term that they use to describe what he does. If you don't know what guerrilla gardening is, we'll get into that story in our first segment on tonight's show. We'll also have a free-for-all Friday edition where we'll take any calls on any topic. If you'd like to revisit anything that we've discussed this week on the Bob Tuscan Show, feel free to call us up, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, I have a major confession I'd like to make. And, I hope you guys understand where I'm coming from with this confession. I've been doing this show for several years now. And I would do it no matter what. Well, let me rephrase this. How do I want to put this? Okay, let's bottom line this, okay? This show is very important to me, and I have not made a single dime doing it, is what I'm trying to say here, okay? Not a single dime. Not one Federal Reserve note whatsoever. I don't have any sponsors. I don't have any people donating to the show. I haven't asked for donations. Since I've been on RBN for the last 6 months, I have never once asked for a donation. Since I've been doing my show for 5+ years, I have never once asked for a donation. And I have a confession that I have to make tonight on the show. Because I like to practice what I preach, and because I want to step things up and lead by example, not just sit here and talk behind a microphone about gardening and about prepping and about preparing my family for these serious times we live in, I have a confession that I want to make. I have not been able to provide for my family, for my community, to as great of an extent as I would like for my fellow listeners to provide for their families and to get ready. And the reason is because I've just been scraping by. I can afford my internet connection. That's all I really need to do this show. I don't need a lot of money to do this show. I really don't, to be honest. But I do have to pay bills, and I do have a little bit of income from a day job. You know, I've washed dishes in my lifetime. I've been a bag boy. I've done it all. But the bottom line is, I've just been scraping by. I live out in the country. I rent. I have a very low rent. I have a very awesome situation here where I rent. But I don't have the things that I'd like to have in order to get prepared. I need to enhance my seed collection. I need to continue to be able to develop things that I can hold in my hands. Okay, at some point, I'd like to have solar energy for my household. I need a solar pump for my well. I have a million things that I could get to prepare my family for these serious times that I haven't been able to get because I've been just scraping by. Long story short, if you can donate, I'd really appreciate it. The Bob Tuscan family would really appreciate it. And you can do so by visiting my website, bobtuscan.com. Bob, T-U-S-K-I-N. .com. It's on the right-hand side of the page. You can't miss it. Please help out if you can. Bob Tuscan, T-U-S-K-I-N.com.
The Bob Tuscan Show. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
About 3 years ago, South Los Angeles resident Ron Finley got fed up with having to drive more than a half an hour to find a ripe, pesticide-free tomato. So he decided to plant a vegetable garden in the space between the sidewalk and the street outside of his home. Located in the working-class neighborhood where he grew up, surrounded by fast-food restaurants, liquor stores, and other not-so-healthy options, Ron Finley decided to do something that I think is a great initiative and a possible solution to making it so that, well, the powers that shouldn't be can't manipulate us with food at least. Because once we're hungry, that's when they're really going to have us at their mercy. That's when people are going to be lining up to go to the FEMA camps. That's when people will continue to eat the genetically modified cheap food and so on and so forth. Not that they don't already eat it. And when we get to this story in a little bit, I think you will be absolutely amazed to hear what this gentleman did and how it has spread like wildfire. Awesome stuff. But tonight we are taking calls on anything you like. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number. Join us here on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443. And by the way, I apologize. I really hate asking for Federal Reserve notes. I hate to have even brought it up. But thank you in advance to all that are going to be able to help out. I know not everyone can, and I get it. If I was asked to donate, I couldn't help, you know, honestly. I really can. Things are pretty tight around here. So, but if every person, and I'll just say one last thing and then I'll shut up. If every person listening right now, we have thousands of listeners. Okay. And if everybody put a dollar in, I'd be fine. And what's a dollar? I'd donate a dollar. I donate a dollar to help this sort of initiative. So do what you can. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart in advance. You can visit the website BobTuskin.com and look on the right-hand side for the donation link there. But we will get to some phone calls tonight as we have them, and we'll start with Mary. Hi, Mary.
How are you?
Oh, same stuff, different day. How are
okay,
you today?
Let me get right to it, and then I won't hold up much of your time. You know, today is the solstice, right?
The beginning of summer. Yes, it is.
Well, that too, thankfully. That's nice. But more importantly, really, for all of us concerned, we know where the evil get their mojo, right, from their sacrifices. Well, there's a big one tonight in Denver. It's really important that we all focus our energy there. I know we can't all be there, but say we go to stewweb.com. That's S-T-E-W-W-E-B-B. And if you go there, he focuses on this all the time. His baby, his child was actually taken. It turned out. Well, if you go there and read, you'll see his.
I heard about this story last year, and somebody had predicted that part of this sacrifice is the starting of these fires. Is that what you're getting at here?
I heard something about fires, but no, I'm talking about the actual event itself. They go there and they have sex with children, and then they murder children.
Kind of like a Bohemian Grove type thing.
Really awful. Really awful, and this is how they get their demonic power.
Let me just say, this might sound crazy, but and just because it's not within our conscience to ever do such a thing does not mean that the satanic scumbag pedophiles are not doing this kind of thing.
Of course they are.
We can't stand the thought of this. It doesn't mean that it's not happening and we don't need to expose this.
We do. We certainly do, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you called up.
What's
the name of this event in Colorado you're talking about? Do you have some more info on it?
Pardon me?
What's the name of this particular event? And who has been suggested as being there? And tell me a little bit more, because I don't know a lot about it. I've kind of heard about it.
You know, that the Council of 13, or whatever they call themselves, LaVey was in, and apparently Herbert, you know, George H.W. Bush, and Anton's the father of his 12 or 13 year old boy at the time. He's now a minister, Chris. They castrated him at one of these little functions. So, you know, they keep the rolling number, you know, as they get too old. But they all go there. They go there, and they go in what used to be a prostitute house, and they go under the street over to another building, and. You know, these are held worldwide, though. You know, I was thinking when I was listening to you on Vinny's show, right, that they're ahead of us. They're already having theirs in their whatever passes for their Federal Reserve Temple bowels.
Yeah, absolutely. You heard me on Vinny's show the other day?
Yeah, fantastic.
Cool.
Love Vinny.
Yeah, we were having a good time, you know.
Vinny's good. He's
the lighter side of genocide, as he says. So when I go on his show, I have an excuse to kind of kick back a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, good, Mary. I'm glad you called, because this is important, and I will go to the website you mentioned and look at it.
I think it's the most important thing, really. I mean, I keep thinking of all the other things. You know, I had called in and got Dr. K just before you, and he filling in for Rick Adams. Just got squeezed in the last minute, so, you know, I did get to give that website out. But it's really important for people to really look into this. You know, there's other hot spots around the country, but that's a main one. That's a real main one tonight. So if we can just focus our energy on it, I know I had read a couple years ago that apparently their rituals were limited. I'd like to limit their rituals.
Oh, me as well, yeah. Geez.
Right? You know, so, and that's what it takes, focusing the good kind of energy, like a glaring laser light.
How do we do that?
If you go there to Stu Webb,
right.
Well, you know how you focus your attention.
Well, I know, but does that really work? I understand the law of attraction, and I understand that if we have a collective thought that, you know...
Hey, you're whining. Did you know you're whining? I'm sorry.
I, you know, you're right.
You're much younger than me.
Right. But as much as I don't want to whine, as you just said, I'm not sure that the mere fact that we're thinking about something is going to send positive energy and change that. I mean, if we go there physically and we protest and we expose them as we're doing right now,
you
that
don't
might
think
do something.
Do you think anything happens in any other dimension besides the physical? The physical realm is all there is?
No, I don't.
All right. Okay, I'm talking spiritual here.
All right.
We all got it, right? But this all article right, well, is police shot and killed man who kidnapped 2-year-old as sacrifice for satanic Illuminati. So they got one guy.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So one down, one kid survives. At least, who knows? Now I'll probably have to go to CPS or something. So.
I hear you. All right. Well, we'll try the whole law of attraction thing in prayer. I don't know that it's the end,
sure.
But it can't help. Can't hurt, rather.
That's right. Bless
all right.
You.
Great to hear from you, Mary. Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, take care.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, 800-313-9443. If you know more about the event she's talking about, I'd love to hear about it. 800-313-9443. I'm going to get into this story about the gorilla gardening in just a little bit. Ron Finley is the gentleman's name who's been going around L.A. doing some awesome initiatives with gorilla gardening. And we'll get to that in just a bit. As you've heard, prosecutors file Espionage Act charges against Edward Snowden. Is this really important? Does this really matter to you? Is this a distraction? We all know the NSA has been spying on us. We know about their program called Echelon. We know about their intentions and how this technology has been in existence before the Patriot Act, perhaps even before 1984. So, to me, this whole Edward Snowden thing is a distraction, but it's the top story. It's at least getting some of the people out there who haven't been talking about this to talk about it. And, well, you know, I think that that might be a good thing unto itself. However, many people out there, they say, well, at first, you were just crazy conspiracy theorists who wore tinfoil hats to suggest that the government, which is such a bad term, a compartmentalized aspect of our intelligence agencies, if you will. And I hate to call them that because they're not so intelligent, but I guess they are in some regards. So this compartmentalized effort, okay, that is looking at everything that goes on in the world today and doing so through their shadow government's eyes, if you will. It's a shadow government. It's a black op. Those are more accurate terms than to just say the government. But at one point, we were told that by us suggesting that this element amongst the government exists and that they're spying on us, that we were just paranoid schizophrenics, we're crazy, we don't know what the hell we're talking about. And if they were, what do you have to hide? That's the mantra of stupid. What do you have to hide? Never mind liberty, never mind what this country was supposedly founded on. What do you have to hide? And then to take it a step further, now that we have a whistleblower or a so-called whistleblower come out and show that all of this is going on, and it's going on in complete abundance, that they are spying on you, they know every move you make, they got the smart meters on your house, although that wasn't mentioned in this story, of course, but you got the smart meters in your house, and they know every time you use the toilet, and so on and so forth, they know every single phone call you make, they've heard every single Bob Tuscan show, which I feel very sorry for them if that's the case, and so what? Because now we went from, we're just crazy conspiracy theorists, to, okay, it's happening. So what? So what? What does it matter? Again, the mantra of stupid. I got nothing to hide. What do I have to worry about? All I talk about is how I'm going fishing and how I need to get a new pair of shoes. So who cares if the government's listening in on every phone call, looking at every move I make? I got nothing to hide. Wait a second, Bob Tuscan, do you have something to hide for you to be outraged about this? You must have something to hide, so you must be the terrorist, right? Hell no, that's not right. Folks, we'll come back. When I come back, we'll get into this solution-oriented topic, which will uplift me from this madness, about gardening.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now, isn't what we're building for.
You know, I really hesitated in asking for some Federal Reserve notes from my listeners, for my family. Already I've gotten a few donations, so I want to thank you. One person has donated, I should say, not a few. One person. And it's very humbling, and I really, really appreciate it. It was hard for me to come to this conclusion that I needed to ask for help. I'm somebody who is kind of embarrassed to do that, but heck, you know, I've been dedicating a tremendous amount of time, and I hope people see the value in what I do. And if you see the value and you can help out, again, thank you in advance. You can find the donation tab on the side of my website at bobtuskin.com. T-U-S-K-I-N is how you spell my last name, bobtuskin.com. Now, to get into this guerrilla gardening story. Oh, you know what? I got a caller on the line here that I think we ought to get to. So I'll tease the guerrilla gardening segment here for a little bit longer, and I'll tell you what it is all about in just a bit here. But first, we'll get to a former frequent caller to my show many moons ago, and I haven't heard him call in quite some time, probably because he does the show after mine. Is this Johnny?
Hey, Bobby. Bob, how you doing?
How come you don't call my show anymore? You're too much of a big shot.
No, you know what it is I'm always, well, actually, I've just finally succeeded. Out of all the time I've been here at RBN, I've been constantly working on my audio, trying to get it pretty close to near perfect, of which I finally achieved yesterday. So now I've got more free time before my show airs to call a fine, outstanding gentleman such as yourself and take advantage of this. And take advantage of this free line or open discussion you've offered to us here.
What's the latest and greatest with Late Night with Johnny?
What's the
latest and greatest? What's on your mind?
Sadly, tonight's show might be my last. Yeah, don't miss it.
Wait a second. Okay, you just got done telling me how you've been working on getting your audio great, and you finally got it great, and you're telling me it's going to be a last show.
Yeah, that's all the universe turns, I suppose. Perhaps.
Wait a second, what happened?
Actually, I'm just waiting for management. They might change me around, might put me in a different slot. We'll see what happens. I've got to talk to John about it, and the team there, I suppose, are reviewing what might be the case. So I really shouldn't have brought it up, but he asked me what the latest was, and tonight's show might be, you know, I'd encourage everybody to catch it. I'm hoping it'll be quite fantastic, but I just wanted to bring up a couple quick points. Snowden, I think the major thing that people are missing is that the NSA contracts out immediately. They don't do any collecting of information. It's Israeli firms, no bid contracts. And we've been told it's okay to commit criminal acts against foreigners. Who cares about foreigners' rights? We don't have to give them evidence when we have them executed. They don't get days in courts. No way. They're foreigners. Who cares about foreigners? And that's what the NSA does. Espionage, blackmail, extortion, embezzlement, destroying competitive markets unfairly as cheats. And we say, that's fine. That's the American way. Don't cheat Americans, though. So it turns out it's Israeli companies all over. The whole thing is run by foreign international private companies who take possession of your most innermost conversations, as so is being alleged also. But I wanted to talk, too, about a story that you have on your website right now regarding the sun. And there's a photograph of a Jupiter-sized object next to the sun, and it's interesting. It reminded me of December 21st, 2012, where we don't know how to reason with this. It just sort of sits out there by itself, and it's incredible. There's like this huge planet right beside the sun, and it's like we don't know what to make of it. And the comments on the story, of which you have, you know, finally brought to our attention, you know, it suggests, yeah, that people have thought that maybe, you know, there's always been two suns. It's like we're supposed to believe that this has always been hidden from us. But potentially, it seems almost crazily near impossible. And the other big bombshell, huge, man, huge, is the full remote control of all modern U.S. markets, or U.S., cars manufactured in the U.S. market are all capable of being fully remote controlled. Now that's tin foil hat wearing nonsense if you've ever heard it. And the story at what really happened, it starts out like this. Quote, a team of hackers from the Department of Computer Science at the University of Washington, blah, blah, blah. I go to the University of Washington and it's their Department of Computer Science and they've even built, they can remote control cars, take control away from the driver completely where the guy, he pushing down on the brakes has no effect or so too with the gas. You can control the gas and brakes remote control wise, and not only have they proven this, they can do it themselves and have built prototypes to hijack cars on the road. This demands immediate action. We got to, because I have access to this information. You have access to this information. Any ill doing bad guy has access to this also. And the report at the University of Washington is extensive, exactly on how you go about doing this kind of crime. So this seems really big. So I thought I'd bring that to your attention, too. I'll probably talk about it more tonight.
I'll be listening. Thanks so much, John. Good to hear from you.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Take care. All right, folks. When we come back, we'll talk about the guerrilla gardening that has been done in L.A. This is a cool story. I've been excited to share it with you. And we'll finally get to that without further ado. And take your calls as they come, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
One of the things that I'm proud of as far as my show is concerned is that we don't just sit here and talk about the corruption all day long, although we should get to the root of the evil and expose it for what it is. But we actually sit back and we talk, or I shouldn't say sit back, we actually stand up, get our hands dirty, and talk about solutions. And one such solution that I found is a story about guerrilla gardening. What's guerrilla gardening? Let's see if I can come up with a definition of guerrilla gardening. You may have heard of the movement Gardens Not Lawns, where they take these lawns, which are a monoculture of just grass and basically a complete waste of resources, and they grow a diverse garden using permaculture practices and whatnot. It's important. It really is. And I know this might sound hippy-dippy to some out there. You know, what's Bob talking about gardening for? We need to get our guns and revolt. Well, you got to eat. You got to eat. And you need your guns to protect your food, that's for sure. About 3 years ago, South Los Angeles resident Ron Finley got fed up, and he decided that he was going to plant a vegetable garden in the space between the sidewalk and the street outside of his home. This simple gesture created an entire movement. When the city of Los Angeles told him to stop, based on the old laws that said just trees and lawns could be planted on these skinny strips of urban land, Finley, who is a fashion designer and a Blaxploitian, what the hell is a Blaxploitation? Blaxploitation. What is Blaxploitation, Mr. Producer? Any idea? Blaxploitation. Any idea, Mr. Producer? I don't know what it is. Anyways, if somebody knows what Blaxploitation is, I'd love to hear about it. Anyways, he quickly rose to fame as California's guerrilla gardener by founding a nonprofit called LA Green Grounds, whose monthly dig-ins feature hundreds of volunteers turning overlooked pieces of urban land into forests of food. Finley became the face of a public campaign against the city, which owns roughly 26 square miles of vacant lots that he believes could fit nearly 1 billion tomato plants. Think about that for a second. And Monsanto wants to talk about how we have a food shortage that we have to worry about? No, that's not what it is. Mr. Producer just digged up the definition for me. Blaxploitation is the explanation of blacks by producers of black-oriented films. Or the exploitation of blacks by producers of black-oriented films. I guess it's like, what, Spike Lee and stuff? I don't know. Anyways, but back... What's that, Mr. Producer? It was in the 70s. Okay. Good to know. All right, so he went against the city and he took them on. They had 26 square miles. 26 square miles of vacant lots just sitting there wasting away. And there are people hungry. Come on now. Are you kidding me? He thinks that 1 billion tomato plants could be grown in this area. Finley says, I'm pretty proud of that. Recently answered a few more questions for the Smithsonian.com website. They asked them, they said, you've called South Los Angeles a food desert, a term I've started hearing all over the place. Can you tell me more about what that means? He responds, I call them food prisons because you're basically captured with your food system. There's no healthy food to be found. Food, if you want to call it that, is literally killing us very slowly. It's all sprayed and genetically modified and pressed and formed and processed. These areas are devoid of any kind of organic, healthy, nutritious food. There's not even a sit-down restaurant where you can have a nice meal prepared. That's what a food desert is. You can go for miles without having anything healthy to eat. Is this a new phenomenon? Well, according to him, it's nothing new. It's been going on for years. It's just that now we have the proliferation of cancers and asthmas and chronic illness all over the place. We really do. Next week we'll have our reoccurring segment with Ty Bollinger on that topic and more. And then you have all these other people who can't attest to food being their salvation. We have never heard of half these cancers. And a lot of it has to do with what people put into their bodies. It's like a soil to a plant. If you don't have nutrients in that soil, the plant is going to get sick and die. Let thy food be your medicine. I wanted to know why he confronted this issue by planting gardens alongside sidewalks. He says, my thing is, like, flip the script. Let's start something new. Let's create a new model. Why are we growing grass? What's the purpose of that? When you need to eat. When you're hungry. What good is it if it's just going to be there looking all nice? It doesn't even look nice. You take a look at a monoculture of grass and you compare it to a garden with vegetables growing and all sorts of beautiful stuff. It's Not even close. Not even close. They asked him about the city of Los Angeles, why they were initially opposed to the sidewalk gardens. He says because of archaic laws. It happened because the system was not able to adapt fast enough to current situations. Where do these laws come from? Well, they come from the worship of these gardens. And where do these gardens come from? Let me correct myself. When I said gardens, I had in mind the monoculture lawns that were considered gardens by the royalty in England. And from what I understand, it all stems from that. It all stems from the monarchy taking these, what they called gardens, which were simply just monocultures of grass and bushes and that kind of thing, because it looked nice according to them. And we've adapted this superstition. We've continued this superstition. It wastes a tremendous amount of water that could be going to be feeding us to, you know, being used for a million different things. And wastes a tremendous amount of energy, which could be used to, again, do a million different things besides making a monoculture of lawn. So, let's see here. What else did they get into in this? Ron Finley. I gotta have him on sometime. I really should. I'd like to have him join me on the Bob Tuscan Show to hear firsthand what it is that he's doing. If you have the ability to do something like this in your area, I think we should really get behind this sort of initiative. Go to your city commission meeting. In fact, I'm going to strive to do this, and I might just talk about it and never actually get around to it, but I hope this is one of those things that I actually follow through on. I've talked in front of my city commission many times, typically on various topics in regards to the police state, chemtrails, you name it. But it's time I revisit my city commission meetings with something that should actually be acted on. We have a new mayor here. The old mayor, who was very much anti-Bob Tuscan, is gone. And the new mayor is about to get a piece of my mind. Can't wait to talk to him. His name is Ed Braddy. And Ed Braddy is about to meet Bob Tuscan. Every single Thursday at my local city commission, they have a moment during the meetings in which citizens are able to talk to their elected officials, their public servants. And it's televised, and it's recorded, and it's a great opportunity for me to go and present this, and for you to go out and present this kind of thing to your city commission. Say, hey, listen, I know we have all these lawns, and we have our garden parks and recreation department that wastes a lot of resources. Would you mind if a volunteer group took on many of these areas? What do you think they would say? What do you think they would do? I won't know until I find out. 800-313-9443. What do you think about this idea? Is this something you'd be willing to do in your area? Is this something you'd be willing to organize and get behind in your area? Maybe not organize, but at least participate in. 800-313-9443. I'd like to hear your take on this. I see it as a very vital solution, a very important one, because we are so heavily dependent on trucks that bring our food in from thousands of miles away, and at any given time, those grocery stores could completely run out of food if the situation is right. They only have a couple nights worth of food at the grocery stores. Then what do you do? What do you do in that situation? It's an honest question, and one that I fear we're going to have to deal with sooner or later. We incrementally have been moving in that direction, and it's scary. And if you want to see people get pissed off and have all sorts of chaos, if you want to see chaos, which, As you know, the powers that shouldn't be strive off of. They love chaos. They love seeing the useless eaters fight amongst themselves in chaos. Wait until people are hungry. Wait until the father and mother can't feed their son, can't feed their daughter. As a new parent, I don't know what I'd do. I don't know what I'd do. If I was sitting there watching my son starve, I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't just sit there. I would get up and I would do every single thing I could. Now, other people out there might not have the same ethics as I do. Or maybe they do. But when their son's hungry, does stealing really matter to them? It's an interesting situation. It's a very serious possible dilemma. And if you steal your neighbor's food to take away from their son's mouth, their daughter's mouth, then what? Then they're in that situation. So this is very serious. And I know this might sound like fear porn, but it's a possibility. And even if you do stock up on food, what if your neighbors are in that situation? Could you let your neighbors watch their kids die? Watch their kids starve? Could you? I couldn't. You're supposed to love thy neighbor. What happened to the golden rule? I'm not religious, but what happened to the golden rule? Golden rule goes out the window in this sort of situation. Grow food. Get prepared. Get ready. It's essential. 800-313-9443 in the final moments of tonight's show. I'll take your calls on this and anything else you'd like to squeeze in before we wrap up another week of the Bob Tuscan Show. Let's talk with Wes in Idaho. Hello, Wes.
Hello, Bob. I got a 19.
Wes, let me tell you, I'm not an atheist, okay?
Oh, good. Good. Glad.
You ask me almost every time you call if I'm an atheist.
Well,
I'm not an atheist.
I thought I'd heard you say it, and it often is with Jewish people that they are atheists. That is often.
Well, and let me specify, I'm not necessarily Jewish either. What I say is I come from a Jewish family, so my parents are Jewish. I was raised in a Jewish family. But anyways, go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I wanted to point out, I've got a 1949 Webster's Collegiate Dictionary.
Wow.
It says, I have a first Black's Dictionary, too. I found it at a shopping mall, and I don't think they knew the value on it. It was like $10 or $20, and I think it should have been $100. It was in fair shape, not great, but fair. But anyway, 1949 Webster's Dictionary. I pointed it out to Sheldon Emery's church, if you know who that is. Anyhow, it says the Torah, the Pentateuch, the first five books of Moses are Jewish literature. And it said that this same book said the Talmud is Jewish law. In fact, the Talmud is Jewish law for the Orthodox, Reformed, Conservative. And it's only the Karaite Jews that worship from the Torah Pentateuch. Did you know that? There is a small sect of Jewish people that do, in fact, go by the first five books of Moses, but I guess they're oppressed by other Jews. It's called the Karaites. Now, I've studied this issue. You're talking about Hitchcock's book. Yeah, I've giving away copies. I've got the latest copy of it. Ted Pike, Michael Hoffman, David Duke, Tex Mars, Michael Collins Piper. All these guys are great authors on this subject.
You know, we're due to have Michael Collins Piper on, by the way. He was supposed to come on a couple weeks ago. I'll follow up with him and definitely get him on. And I appreciate you bringing this up, Wes.
Do you know the statement that Benjamin Franklin made about Jews at the Constitutional Convention in 1789?
What did he say, real quick?
I want to see it, that no Jew is allowed citizenship in the United States, because if it does not take place in 200 years, they will be ruling over the people of this country.
I don't know about that. Wes, thanks for the call, brother. We'll be back for the final segment in just a moment.
Justin Show. The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
All right, final segment on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. We'll be back at it next week with a series of great guests. You know, we talk a lot about health. Next week, we'll have Ty Bollinger back on for his regular appearance the last Thursday of every month to talk about cancer. And something that I've been told I have by an endocrinologist is Hashimoto's disease, which is an autoimmune syndrome that fights the thyroid. And by the way, before I get too ahead of myself here and finish with this thought, Thank you so much to those who donated. We had two donations. Two donators. Right now I have thousands of people listening to the show. Out of all those thousands of people, two people found value in my show, could afford to help, and I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart. I'm not being facetious in the slightest. To those two people, thank you so much. And to those people who couldn't afford to help and were thinking about it, and at least said to yourself, you know, I wish I could help, but I just can't, but all the best to Bob, thank you as well. I really do mean it. Thank you so much. I know it's tough. Like I said, I couldn't afford to really donate to a cause at the moment besides putting my time into it, as I have for many years now myself. So thank you so much. If you can't help out and you're able to do so, like I said in the beginning of the show, I haven't asked for donations ever, ever, ever. But now I'm asking, and I could really help it. I could really use it. It would really help. The little one's just about 1 year old now, and I need to get prepared, and I need to get some stuff that I haven't been able to get because I'm just scratching by like so many out there. So if you have some extra Federal Reserve notes and you can afford to help me out, go to the website, BobTuskin, TUSKIN.com. That's BobTuskin.com. And on the right-hand side, you'll find an easy way to donate some Federal Reserve notes. I wish I could take some other things, but that'll be the easiest way, I guess, for now. I'll bite my tongue and ask for your Fed notes. BobTuskin.com. It's on the right-hand side. You can't miss it. It says, donate to the Bob Tuskin family. Now, Wes, you wanted to come on and quickly tell me about how I can help with my thyroid condition. Quickly, go ahead.
Yeah, I wish I lived in Florida. I started taking high-dose vitamin D back in November, and at 6 months, just like Dr. Cicero Cumbra of Brazil, at C-O-I-M-B-R-A in Brazil, said that you could expect remission, that your body would stop attacking itself after 6 months. I was doing 100,000 IUs a day. I'm now down to 50,000 IUs a day, and it only cost me about 16 cents. But I'm also getting sun, just as much sun as possible. Now it's summertime. It'll be 80, 90 degrees a few days a week. I'll be out there soaking up the sun 3 or 4 days a week.
And you also stare at the sun, right?
Pardon?
You also stare at the sun, Phil.
Yes, I most certainly do. I'm
all right, well, be careful. I don't want you to be blind now, Wes.
I can see pretty good. I went 20 miles on the bicycle today.
All the best, Wes. Have a great weekend. Good to hear from you, brother. And that just about does it for us tonight on the Bob Tuskin Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And again, thanks for your help. I hate to have asked for the Fed notes, but they really do help us. And they help my family, to be honest. So it's completely selfish, but after all, the show is completely unselfish. Love you guys. Have a great weekend. We're gonna chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of a town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. Now.